Bienvenidos to the Letters of Iyailu. That translates to Letters of the Family in Quechua, where three siblings talk supernatural stories with a Latinx twist. I'm Melody, and my siblings are...
Hi, everyone. I'm Grace.
Hey, guys. I'm Beto.
And we're ready to talk about a topic that I've never heard of till... Oh, actually, Grace's boyfriend brought it up. It's called El Cipotillo. And I've never heard of this. I thought I knew most of like Latinx legends, myths. So this completely was like, well, for me, I was like shocked and it was really spooky. And what were your guys' initial thoughts on it?
I thought the same thing. Remember, we were just like talking about freaky things. Yeah. And then Willis was like, oh, have you heard of Cipitillo? The Cipitillo? And I'm like, what is that? Because Salvadorians call children cipotes. And I'm like, a Cipitillo. Yeah. So I was like, he's like, yeah, it's this guy, this kid that my parents would scare me with. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard of him. And then we Googled him. Remember, and we're like, oh my God, this is so scary. Creepy.
Yeah.
What did you think, Beto?
He's like a weird, messed up, like Humpty Dumpty almost.
Like, I guess that's another way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a goblin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leprechaun.
He was creepy. He was
no
really
gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting character. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Cipotillo? Or how are you pronouncing it, Grace?
It's Cipitillo. Oh, well, I think it's Cipitillo because it's C-I-P-I because it's Cipitillo. It's not Cipotillo.
Cipitillo.
Cipitillo. Yeah. Okay. Disclaimer, guys. My Spanish isn't so great, and neither is any other language. So Beto and Grace are going to help me out a lot with this spiel. And again, you said it was Cipitillo? Cipitillo.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So Willis is really excited to hear this one because he was like, oh, wow, you're doing one on El Salvador. And I'm like, yeah, we are. So he's really excited for this to go on air.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to get started. But then I haven't asked you how your guys' week was. I haven't seen you guys. I haven't talked to you guys.
It's spooky October. I think this is the first episode that we are actually recording in October. So, right? Oh, the other episodes recorded other months. So we haven't really been able to like, tell people what's been going on in our lives or anything. I mean, but the usual, just working, right? And my dog getting sick. So right now I've been dealing with her stomach issues and taking her to the vet like every other week. So that's been fun. But, you know,
did you sage her, Grace?
Oh, yeah. Remember, guys, I saged. And maybe it's all the negative energy. That's why she's been having loose stool a couple of days. Or maybe it's just a bacteria. I'm gonna tell my vet this tomorrow because I have a vet appointment. And I'm gonna see what my vet's reaction is. I should record his reaction. I don't know
if you should.
I wonder if he'll humor you or he'll be like, no, this is like modern medicine. Like, no. I'm gonna take my little sage stick. I'm like, look, yeah. This is what I did in my home. But yeah. Anyways, how was your week so far, Beto?
I started skateboarding again, which I'm really hyped about. I showed you guys my skateboard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited about it. And I skated 2 days in a row. And I was like, man, this is awesome. When I came back, it felt like my legs got beaten with a baseball bat. I needed an Epsom salt bath because, I was so sore. But besides that, you know, it's been pretty cool. It's just school and that. And yeah, I mean, I'm still training dogs, but that's
Nice. Are you excited that it's Halloween? Are you and Joss gonna go to a pumpkin patch?
I was thinking about it, like, to go to a pumpkin patch this weekend or carve some pumpkins or something. The only pumpkin thing I enjoy is pumpkin pie. Like, I'm not really a fan of, like, I just like
who cares about like the Halloween stuff or the scary stuff or what is everyone doing right now? What is it? Universal City Walk. What are they doing there?
Horror
Nights and stuff. Yeah. Everyone's just pumpkin spice, pumpkin pie.
Like Horror Nights is cool. I've been wanting to go with Jaws and maybe we go. But
that's scary. I've never been. I think the one time I went, I like ran out. It was a waste of a ticket.
No, thank you. Take my money. My
yeah, I don't know. I mean, we might just hang out and watch scary movies this weekend. I don't know. Because last time we recorded, oh man, that scared the bejesus out of, I feel like, both her and I, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Oh, Phyllis
scared all of us.
Yeah, I
scared everybody.
I still haven't asked if any of her friends have listened to it, because I wanted to know if they felt us freaking out during it, or it was just us freaking out internally.
It didn't so help was- though. I had a terrible nightmare, I think, like literally the day before. So I think like that just set the whole vibe for like the day and the night. Yeah, it was just, it was a lot.
Was Joss freaking out? Was she like, do I even know you? Are you you? Are you the doppelganger?
She was like, I gotta wait till you're 35 and I'm in suspense to see if something happens, you know? Like, she's worried, mm-hmm. like, what if I don't know it's you? And I'm like,
that's scary. I would be pretty, I'd be like, oh my goodness.
She's like, it's scary. Yeah, I'm sure it's scary for your sister, but I have to live with you.
They're done with you. They don't have to deal with this anymore.
So I was like, I guess it's not too scary to me because it hasn't happened to me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could definitely see it being pretty scary for her. Yeah.
You should ask your friends if they listen to the episode and if they think that you are a doppelganger or a time traveler. See what they say.
I'll ask.
Like, what is their perception of what happened, at least at mm-hmm. the ranch, at dad's house, like what they think happened?
Yeah
super
creepy. I don't know, I still think, I'm still hoping that it's some interdimensional demon. I'm hoping for that.
I think so. But
if you were time traveling, what were you trying to show Grace?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because, you know, you see that in the movies that they time travel, like in Harry Potter, or like in other stuff, they like time travel with a purpose. But you're supposed to like, you're supposed to like not influence anything when you time travel. But why was past Bethel or future Bethel intervening? Bethel, what were you trying to do?
I mean, the only thing I can think of is something.
Don't watch Friends. I was like, don't watch Friends.
Something bad happens in the future and I'll try to warn her of it. You know?
Oh my god, don't say that.
There's nothing I can think of. Or I could just be like, I could be like the ghost of Christmas past and just be like, this is gonna happen to you if you do this and that and blah blah blah. You know what I mean?
True.
Sorry for taking us on that route, everyone. Rabbit Let's bring hole. It back. Let's bring it back. But also, if anyone has any opinions, let us know.
That's true. That's true.
Because we still don't know. And Bethel doesn't know. So we're all just waiting for other Bethel to come along and scare us, take us somewhere else. Weird. I don't know.
Joss was like, my fiance, she was like, hey, come here. And I was like, what's up? And this morning, our soap was just spewing soap. Our soap dispenser was spewing soap for no reason. So, like, okay. You have to like press on it to dispense soap. And it was just spewing out. We're like, what the fuck's going on?
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
I think this month of October has really creeped us out, that like anything, yeah, like, oh, the old hall, the dog is pooping too much because we saged her incorrectly. You know?
I don't know what it is. Everything is creepy. Like, I was researching this earlier today and I had like everything was turned off and my apartment creaked everywhere. And I was like, oh my god, it's evil Theo. But I'm not able to sleep because I'm not a child. And I'm like, you're great, stop.
Don't live near a volcano either. So. Or in El Salvador.
Oh, you know, in a cave, not close to a cave either. So
yeah, I don't know. I just ignored it and she was like, she was a little panicky, like, what the hell? And I was just like, what's going on with this thing? So I just got it and untwisted it and like put it back together. And I don't know
what happened. Wait, does Joss, your fiance's family, know about this story?
I don't know. I didn't talk to them about it because I haven't seen them since we like found out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked Joss and she's like, I never heard of this.
All right, well, you know, you say, you know, it's just funny because like Bethel and his fiance have known each other since they were three, so I figured, you know, this might spice up your life. You know, you think you know everything about each other and turns out you have a whole other Bethel out there. Mm-hmm. Joss is like, no thanks.
That's like some weird cartoony like one must die scenario.
What?
isn't it? Like remember there's like your evil twin. Like even in Boy Meets World, I think there was an evil twin.
Yeah, there was an evil twin episode. Uh-huh.
In every TV show, like they have an evil twin episode where you have to kill him. I'm like, one day I'm going to meet him and I'm going to have to kill him.
Or scary.
I don't know. I think that's scarier. I'd rather have an evil twin than like something taking over me though.
Or like in telenovelas, they have like an evil twin.
Oh yeah. Every telenovela. Yeah. No.
That's true. That's funny.
I need to ask mom. I'm like, mom, did you have another one?
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you guys remember seeing two babies? Was her belly abnormally big?
I don't remember. She was big, but she was small. I don't know.
Okay,
so I'm going to start. Excuse my yawn. Back to the story.
Cipitio?
Cipitio?
Cipitio.
Cipitio. Okay.
Sorry, guys, if we can say it wrong. If we think it's Cipitio.
Cipitio. Okay, so el Cipitio. The word comes from this, come on guys, help me out here. The word comes from this language that is Uto-Aztec language. And what is the name of that language called, guys? Help me out.
A what? Sorry.
That's a burp, Drake.
I had a hiccup, okay. Sorry.
Did you not burp yourself, Bethel, before this? Gosh.
Sorry, yeah.
All right, take three. So el Cipotillo, the word Cipotillo comes from this native language. It's a Uto-Aztecan language, and the name of that language is
Nahuatl,
and it's spoken in parts of Mexico and mostly Central America. So that's where Cipotillo, that word, comes from. And he was the son of the mother. Well, supposedly she was a terrible mother from what the stories make her out to be. But what was her name, guys? Help me out.
Siwanaba?
Siwanaba. Yeah. I feel like I'm teaching a class. I'm like, la, 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 help me out, guys.
But it's actually... I know this.
But it's actually like you guys helping me out. Okay, what was the name of his mom again?
Siwanaba.
Okay. So I guess his mom, Siwanaba, had an affair with, in Spanish, I guess here it's called Dios Lucero, but I guess in English it's Lucifer Morningstar, which I'm sure if you guys are all into paranormal, have seen that show Lucifer on Netflix. So when I saw that online, I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, he's everywhere, just impregnating people. Okay.
Ew.
So she had an affair with him, but I guess when her husband found out, she was not too happy. So this god, what I sent you guys the name of the god was
Tlaloc.
So yes. This god, because of the infidelity that happened, he like basically cursed the mother and child. And the curse that he gave specifically to the mom was that she had to wander like the planet forever and ever as a spirit. And then the little boy, El Cipotillo, was cursed that he would never grow up. So he's meant to wander, I don't know if specifically El Salvador, but he's meant to wander the earth forever as this like little boy between 8 to 10 years old. So that was super creepy because they don't exactly say he's like a ghost and they don't exactly say he's like a leprechaun or anything. They just say he's like, is he a spirit? What did you guys find out about him?
Isn't he like a duende, which is like a goblin? You know how in our, yeah, like, right? Like that they hunt or they go after children or only children can see them. Remember when we were little, grandma would say like, oh, es un duende, comes and visits the kids, or the duende lives by this tree, or.
Yeah, because I remember reading in the articles here about El Cipitio, only children can see him.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's so creepy.
Yeah. So,
So that's really sad. Well, for me, it's so sad because it's usually we hear about ghosts and stuff and always want to hear it about children. I get so sad. I'm like, it's a child. They don't know better. But then I was reading that apparently he's a little trickster. So if you want to take it away, Beth, then tell us more how he looks like and how he's a trickster.
Yeah, he seems pretty recognizable. Like he's a little guy, you know, he's not very tall. He described it as paunchy. So he's like a little dude with black hair, big belly, and a big hat, a large, like, I don't want to say it's like sombrero looking, but it's kind of ish.
It kind of looks like a sombrero, but I guess it's not.
Yeah.
But like, it's like a big hat.
It's huge. Yeah, it's like a sombrero, but it's pointy at the top. And he's also described as having like legs or feet that are backwards. So a lot of times he like, it seems like he tries to get people's attention so they can follow him, so they get lost. Because usually they get lost trying to follow the footsteps, but the footsteps are backwards.
Ew.
Yeah. Some little characteristics of El Cipitio. His father is obviously the sun Lucifer. God. Or no, because she cheated on him with Lucifer. But I think son was like El Dios del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
He likes cenizas, which are ashes. So he likes to eat ashes. He lives like by volcanoes and caves. And he likes little bananas. I found that out today.
Like, so he's vegan?
Yeah, I guess so. He likes, es vegano, you know?
ashes and little bananas. That's what he likes
to eat. And he loves to tease people. And he specifically targets pretty women. That's what it said. Whether they can see him or not, that's something totally different. They probably can't, but he just likes to tease pretty women.
Supposedly he lures them to his cave and supposedly some missing women. Like supposedly that's like a reason that some women disappear because they follow him. Because supposedly he throws like flowers at them, right? Or like stones to get their attention.
Yeah. And then are we going to talk about Siwanaba at all?
Siwanaba. Oh, the mom?
Yeah.
I didn't read much on her besides her the sad story. You know, she committed infidelity and then she was wandering forever. But what more did you read on her?
The only thing that I read was that they call her Siwanaba, which I guess means pretty woman.
Okay.
And then she lures men by the river. So creeks, riverbanks, anything like that. She lures men there. And they all think she's beautiful. But once they get a closer look, she like turns into this ugly, horrific creature that eventually turns men insane. And it didn't say about her killing them, just making them go crazy. And I was like, that's pretty intense. Another name that I saw for her was Siwetwet. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's pretty cruel. He says it drives men into madness. That's the exact term.
That's interesting.
It's not interesting. It's scary.
but I, as creeped out I was about El Cipitio, I was reading that he's an inoffensive spirit. So he doesn't, like, he's just going to annoy you. So supposedly he just does jokes and he just throws stuff randomly at you and he's just gonna tease you pretty much like incessantly and he mocks you with his laughter, but he's not gonna like probably won't kill you, you know.
Oh, that's so creepy. His feet is I think the detail that really bothers me is his feet being backwards.
I feel like it's something else when you see it in person. You're just like, whoa, you don't even know how to react to that.
How do you, right? And if it's like, I don't know, I would be really shocked. But the good thing is we can't see him because we're old.
And baptized. And we're baptized.
Oh, and baptized.
I need to start wearing my Ojo bracelet. That'll probably help too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to that, it's episode 1. Go back. Listen back. I wonder if animals can see him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Like if I take my dog or my rabbit, are they gonna be like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready to debunk it, Grace?
Sure. What's
your theories?
Well, I mean, there are different things. I found a little bit more. So, like when the Cipitio chases girls, so once he likes one of the girls, he like goes after them and chases them, right? And they say that it's extremely hard to get rid of him once he like sets his eye on one of the girls. And the solution I found really interesting, which was that and weird was that you have to eat sitting on the toilet until you have finished. And this is because Cipitio hates disgusting habits. So he like runs away after he sees you eating on the toilet.
So judgmental.
He's a man of class, you know?
Yeah.
Is he? He eats ashes. I don't know.
It's because he's hot with passion. You know what I mean?
So, that must be it.
That must be it.
And then I also found a testimony of a woman on YouTube that said that she did see Cipitio. I'm assuming she must have been younger. Okay. And Cipitio did not do anything to her besides just watch her and then ended up disappearing. But that could be just a creeper, you know, by the river.
Yeah.
I'm like, was it Cipitio? I don't know. Maybe it was just some creeper there.
What if it was like during the month of October and he's like dressing up as El Cipitio for Halloween or something, you know?
Yeah, like I don't know. I found that really interesting. Either way, I'm gonna cite the video so you guys could see it. And then I found like that there are specific places where it said that he lives. There's a specific cave in a specific town. It's called San Vicente and it's by a volcano called Chinchontepec. I don't know if I said that right. I'm sorry. So there are caves there and people say he lives in them.
Okay.
And people say this because they don't want people to go to these places because they're remote and dangerous. So it's like basically saying that this is like a story to make people not to go. So people don't go to these caves because something could happen to you and you will never return. There are stories that gold was hidden in these caves as well by Spaniards. So there's like a lot of folklore around this region for that purpose. So maybe it could have been invented because of that he lives there. And then also really quickly before continuing the debunking, there's a TV show for the that they use Cipitio for Salvadoran education. And Cipitio is portrayed by this actor named Rolando Melendez, who has played the role for several seasons. I saw a picture of him. It's quite interesting. Each episode depicts the problems that Salvadoran children encounter in their communities, families, and schools. Cipitio helps them while teaching morals and values. So they're trying to use like this myth in a good way to educate the children of El Salvador, which I think is good. So they don't like make them scared of this myth from their country, like their heritage, their culture. So I find that, I guess, interesting in a way, but like, imagine if a child does see Cipitio and instead of fearing Cipitio, he's like, oh, that's my buddy. And then follows him to the cave. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to see it.
It has gone mainstream.
Yeah.
Star.
Yeah. So, and then there's also the description of La Ciguanaba, who also can remind you of two different Hispanic legends. Like the Ciguanaba can resemble La Descarnada. It's a legendary figure from Panama. I don't know if anybody has heard of her before. I mean, I haven't, but
me either.
You know, both stories seem to have the same cautionary purpose to warn men not to womanize because they may end up encountering this monstrous woman. Then her origin story also reminds me of La Malinche, which is another disgraced Native woman who was transformed into a ghost legend, which is in her case into La Llorona. Okay. So it's just interesting how these legends can derive from one story. And as they go to different countries, they kind of put like a different spin to it. Right. Yeah. And if you think about it, like, why was this myth brought forward? It could be so to deter infidelity from each side. So if the one was unfaithful, you're going to be cursed. With your child is going to be cursed and you're going to be cursed forever. And the man, like, if you're unfaithful, this ghost, you may encounter this ghost that's going to make you mad, going to make you crazy, right? So like, I mean, there's multiple reasons why they could have come up with this legend or myth to not be unfaithful. What do you guys think about that? Do you think it was made up or do you think there's like,
I think because there's not a lot to it, because the facts are pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy to remember because it's similar to other stories. And when I was looking it up, I could not really find like actual encounters with him. Mm-hmm. But a lot that came up was just a little TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So then as soon as you started like saying things of like it was created with a purpose, it kind of seems like it was. And that makes me so sad because you guys know I'm like a believer of like anything. Like anything you tell me, I'll probably believe it. I will Google it though, but I will ask like a bunch of stories like, oh, how did it make you feel? Did you see it where? And then what happened? So I'm kind of sad to hear it, you know, probably it was made up. I don't know, guys, how I feel about that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think it's made up. It's like 100% made up. I'm assuming because like it's also made, because I feel like it's made for everybody, you know, even as a little kid, you hear it, you're like, oh man, I better not go wandering off or SCP-TO is going to like make sure I'm lost forever.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's meant for children. It's meant for men. It's meant for women. Like, hey, don't cheat. Hey, don't wander off. Because I feel like, I don't know, we might have to edit this part out, but I feel like, you know, what's worse, tell the children, hey, you get lost in forever in the caves with SCP-TO, or like you'd get kidnapped and then like, God forbid, something worse.
Yeah, that's, you know, true.
And like, I think it's a good lesson to teach kids in a nice way versus like straight up terrifying the hell out of them. Cause like,
I guess that's true, huh?
Sometimes reality can be more scary than like fiction.
Instead of like don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
You could say it's a big
deal. Yeah. So
yeah.
I feel like it was a good, I feel like this is a good like fictional story.
Would you guys tell your kids a story?
I'm not Salvadorian, so I don't think so. I mean, maybe I'll like say it like randomly, you know, but I don't think I'll use it to like I don't think I would instill it because it's not my culture, you know.
I think Willis's parents will tell our children this story because I had no idea, and it turns out it was his mom that would tell Willis and his brother about it to scare them, and I was like, what? Yeah, so I think my in-laws will probably tell, if we were to have kids, this story to them. Yeah, but that I believe it is true? No, I don't think this is true at all.
No, I don't think so either. Also, there's like a ton of volcanoes in El Salvador. So I would imagine it'd be like, hey, don't get too close to the volcano. You know what I mean? NCPT is going to get you. Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
20 something volcanoes. On some websites I read there's 23. On some I read there's 20. So, I mean, El Salvador is not the biggest country in the world. So you can imagine like, you're probably within like a hike's distance away from some kind of volcano.
That's true. And it said that he can teleport, another one of his powers, right?
Yeah.
So
that explains like him randomly disappearing by the lake when he's like spying on girls. But I just think that's just creepers going in and out. And, you know, but I find it how they justify, oh, he can teleport. Like, you know, like really?
Logically.
He can teleport.
I don't know. I think this is a great story though, because I feel like it makes kids like a little bit more aware
of their surroundings. Yeah. I agree. Well, guys, any last thoughts on SCP-TO?
I did not expect to leave this conversation feeling this way, but I'm okay, guys.
I guess I would be really scared.
I thought so too. But then no.
Scary stories are scarier than SCP-TO. Don't take that in offense. If you're real, I'm
I'm sorry if you're real. Please don't come and haunt me tonight. I'm baptized. Don't come near me. Okay. Well, yeah, like I guess we're all leaving just kind of like, oh damn.
A little underwhelmed.
A little, yeah, I guess that's the right words, because a lot of times when we talk about things like this, we leave feeling scared, especially for Halloween, you know, but this was something fun to talk about, right? Because he's meant to not hurt anyone. He's just meant to just be a little trickster, and he tricked me into thinking I would feel something a little bit more, but now I'm just going to go to bed just thinking about it. All those other stories Grandma would tell us, and they're all lies. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening, everyone. And also, if you guys want to take a listen to our Get to Know Your New Ailu episode from yesterday, right? We posted it yesterday. Yes.
On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. on Wednesday, where you guys hear some spooky stories that got us into the paranormal. And I guess that's it, guys. Good night.
Thank you for listening. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.